Parshas Yisro, Revi'i, Perek, Yates, Pasuk Aleph. Bachodesh HaShlishi, in the third month, Letzeis B'nei Yisrael, Meretz Mitzrayim, when the Jews left Egypt. B'yom HaZeh, on that day, on this day, Bo Mi'ar Sinai, they went to Har Sinai. She says, B'yom HaZeh, B'rosh Chodesh, on the first of the month, La'ayat Tzarech Lichtov Ela B'yom HaHu. It could have just said, B'yom HaHu, what's B'yom HaZeh? Ma'o B'yom HaZeh? She'u Divri Torah B'chadosh Malacha, Ki'ilu Hayom Nidna. That the word that teaching you a lesson, the words of the Torah should be new to you, as if they were given to you today. Pasuk Beis, I assume Yiftim, and then you traveled from Yiftim, by going to Bar Sinai, they went to Mimbar Sinai. And they traveled to the Midbar, and they went to, and the Jews encamped opposite the mountain. I assume Yiftim. Why is it important to know where they came from? They were encamped by Riftim. Of course, they left from there. It's making a comparison. Just like when they came, the coming to Har Sinai was with Shuva, as we'll see, as the Medrash quoted in Rashi's next comment is going to tell us. After the Siyasim, Riftim, Shuva. So when they left, they journeyed from Riftim, they also did Shuva as well. With one man as one heart. But all the other encampments were always with fights and arguments. Neged Harl Mizracho in the east. Whenever you find the word neged in the Torah, upon the Mizrach, it means they're facing they're in the east facing the west. Gimel Moshe Allah El Halukim. Moshe sent to Hashem. I cry, I love, and he called him Hashem min Hahar Lemor, and Hashem called him Moshe. Hashem called him Moshe from the mountain, saying, "Kos Ma'al Beis Yaakov, Masagi Lebnei Yisrael." Say this to the house of Yaakov and to the sons of Yisrael. Rashi says, "Moshe Allah by Yom Hashi." And the second year of the month, Moshe went up. Chol Yisab Hashkam Ayam. Whenever Moshe went up, it was early in the morning. Shemar Meshkim Moshe Boger. Moshe got up in the morning. Kos Amar Kolash Nazek Kolash Kaseir Azek. This language and this specific order. This is how you should say it. These are the women, tell them in a very gentle language. Say the explicit, be very explicit to the men about the parish based on the fine details. The battles which are very hard, like sinews. You saw which I have done in Egypt, and I carried you from on the wings of eagles and brought you to me. Rashi says that Tamri Sem Lo Masora Sibiachem. It's not a tradition here. Lo Bedvar Mani Masriga Lechem. I'm not sending you a verbal account. El Beidim Ani Meid Alechem. I do not, and I don't have any Eidim. El Tamri Sem Masher Asisa Bemitzrayim. I'm actually telling you that you saw it, all that I've done in Egypt. Al Kam Avirus Hayu Chayevim Li. The Egyptians were indebted to me for many sins that they attacked you, before they attacked you. But I only exacted punishment because of what you did. So this is the day when the Jews went to Ramses. So you saw Mufuzar Bechol Eretz Goshen, because the Jews were scattered throughout the land of Goshen with Shakal in a very short amount of time. When they wanted to travel and go, they all gathered to Ramses, and that's the emphasis of the fact that they gathered to go at Ramses. And I carried you, I transported you to Abasiyashem, and I made you travel. It's not a little translation, but it's a tikkun of the, in a way to show respect to Kadosh Baruch Hu, because according to Rashi, the mashal of being carried in the wings of eagles is like swiftness of the gathering of to Ramses. But Unklus is saying that it's actually Hashem. It's carrying the Jews out, and it's all disrespectful to say that Hashem is carrying. Rather, means that Hashem caused the Jews to be traveling.
Like an eagle carries its fledglings on its wings. Because all the birds put their young between their feet. Because they're afraid of the bird on top of them, they'll fly on top and take the birds, the young chicks. But this eagle You don't see our element of Adam. It's only afraid of the peep of a man. Shamizark bochit, because maybe it'll shoot an arrow. The fish ain't of koreach al gabov, because there's no other bird higher than it. The tachnosin al kanafov, therefore it puts its fledglings on its wings. Better than the arrow should go into me, not my son. I think yes again, says Hashem Kaviachal. By Yixam Alachal Kim, the Gomer by Yvo Bimachal Mitzrayim. The angel of Hashem traveled between the camps of Egypt and the Jews. Kaviachal just to take the sacrifice of all the tax that the Mitzrayim are going to have. Bizahu Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim is orking Chitza Bavane Ballisteros, but not the Kabbalah. That's what the Egyptians are doing. They're shooting at the Jews and the Anon intercepted them. In its place. But V'yeshem, Kitargumo, was mean I will bring you to me, as Targum explains, which means, and I brought you close to my worship. Not necessarily physically, but for the Avoda. Pasuk 8, V'ata, and now, Im Shema Teshmua, B'kolif, listen to my voice, U'shvartem Esbisi, and you listen to my covenant, V'yisem Lisukula, B'kol Hamim Kilih Kol Haaretz. And you'll be a treasure to me among the nations, for all the earth is mine. Rashi says, V'ata, and now, if you accept the Torah upon yourselves now, it'll be pleasant from now on, because all the beginnings are hard. You enter into a covenant over keeping the Torah, sibula, utzer chaviva, precious treasure, skulas malachim, like a king's treasure. Kli akar uba'avanim tavos shemalachim goes to some these precious specials and stones which king stores. Kach atem tiuli l'skula mishar umos. So you'll be a treasure to me then all the other nations. Lo sumer atem lebarchem shali. And do not say that you alone are mine. Ve'in li'achem lachem, that I have no others along with you. And therefore belittle the significance of your being my treasure. Umay yishli od shetechivatim mikeres. What else do I have through which my love is to you is evident? And the answer to this question is Kili Kolaris Vehim Bainai Lufnaik Luchlup. And even though I own everything, Hashem is saying, you are to my eyes, they are in my eyes and before me as nothing than everything else, but the Jews are significant. Pasuk Vav Atem Tili Malachas Kohanim V'Goy Kodesh. You should be for me a kingdom of Kohanim and a nation of holy nation. Ela Dvarim Asher Tidaber Al Bnei Yisrael. These are the things you should say to the Jews. Rashi says, "Attempt to you, Liam Malachas Kohanim, was being Kohanim, Sarim, ministers. Kamad de Atamar, like you say, Ibn Dibi Kohanim, the sons of David were Kohanim, means ministers, because they weren't actually Kohanim, from Yehuda. Ilad Varim, Lopachas Vyosir, no more, and no less.